here on BBC Radio Manchester. Well, excited because it is Sunday and we've got some live music today for you. This is a Mank and Proud section, and I love it is because we get to speak to different artists and different people from across Greater Manchester to find out how Manchester has made them into the person that they are today. And I've got to say, my next guest, Linda Lamont, is living proof that you're never too late to realise your dreams. A Stockport musician had a big birthday in COVID, and after losing her husband, she took the plunge into the recording industry and she has never looked back. Since then, she's released 4 albums, 2 EPs, 4 singles. She's formed her own band. And listen to this. She was even the contender for the Channel 4's TV series Rock Till We Drop. Now, here's a clip of her first ever track performed by the Alicia Bardsley Youth Choir from Stockport. Energy on that, Linda.
I know, they're wonderful.
Oh, you must be so proud listening to them perform your tune.
Yeah, they were absolutely great kids, very professional youth choir. And do you know what? It was one of the girls has ended up being a really popular and well-known blues singer, Kyla Brocks.
Wow.
She did the coda at the end.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me about how it is that this musical journey, because I just mentioned then about lockdown, and for me, lockdown was that time where reflection, realising to live in the moment and embrace. But for you, it was a different journey with the sad loss of your partner.
Yeah.
Tell me about that time, Linda.
Well, you know, his last words to me, he died of motor neurone disease, and his last words to me were, live your life. So I thought, when lockdown came, right, OK, I'm going to start a new journey in my life. I'm not going to look back, I'm going to look forward. And I got all the songs that I've been writing over the decades, never did anything about them, got them out the folder, got them all sorted and sent them to some guys in Nashville who had been recommended to me. And they came back as these magnificent tracks. And I thought, oh, no, now I've got to put a decent vocal on. Yeah. So I went to a recording studio in Manchester, Airtight Studios, and another one in Bath, and hey-ho.
Yeah. So you said that you started to write music. You had them in a folder.
Yeah.
What was it that you were writing about, and what... I'm trying to get into this process of why you decided to start writing tunes.
Well, I'd been writing since about the age of 16, in actual fact. Yeah, but, you know, in the 60s, girls weren't taken seriously. I was in a band. In fact, one of my band members recently said, I didn't know you had a voice. What were you doing?
Wow.
I said, well, I was being ignored by you guys.
Yeah.
You know. So, I wrote about life, basically. Anything that happened to me in life, I just wrote as lyrics and basic chords, and then just didn't have the time. Life got in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was married twice. I had 4 grandchildren. Life went on.
Yes, yeah. With you saying about that you've sent your music to Nashville, did they have that state? Because when you hear music, you know, if you listen to Heather Smalls, you listen to Morrissey or the Ian Brown, you know that it's got that Mancunian element and that fun to it.
Mm.
Was you worried that that was going to be lost when you sent your work over to them? Or did you know that you were going to still have that strong grasp of it?
Do you know, I just took what I was offered, because at the time, I mean, they've done a professional job. It's brilliant. It has come back, some of the tracks sounding country, which is a bit of a worry because I'm not country per se, but I work with what I had, basically, and I'm kind of going on to do other stuff now, which is not as country based.
All right, we are going to get into more of your tunes and your songs as well, but before we do that, here's Pink with A Million Dreams. It's BBC Radio Manchester, and if you've just joined, I'm in the studio live with Linda Lamont and her band.
or the world we're gonna make.
That's Pink and A Million Dreams here on BBC Radio Manchester. And I've got to say that that song is going out to Linda Lamont, who's here in the studio with me, because she's living proof that it's never too late to realise your dreams. An unfortunate situation meant that Linda just went for it. Tunes that she'd been writing, had in a folder stashed away from the age of 16, then went on to record. And look at her now. She's here on BBC Radio Manchester with her band. Now, something that I was just like, wow, because you've actually worked with some of the greats, Brian May. How did that come about, Linda?
Well, I met him in a field in Dorset.
Okay.
Nothing more down to earth than that. There's no rock and roll story there, I'm afraid. Sir Brian May now, of course.
It's right, yes.
I heard that somebody had bought some former farmland to make into a native woodland, and I thought, a bit of my big nature lover.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's fantastic. And after my husband died, I made this big move to Dorset from a four-bedroomed house to a one-bedroom flat with lots of musicians. It was a PRS-sponsored flat. And while I was there, I thought, right, I'll write this song, the New Woodland song. And I sent it to his representative. Well, didn't know it was Brian May that owned the land.
Right.
Just sent it to the management team, who forwarded it on to him, who got in touch with me out of the blue and said, "Can you? This song is great. Can you perform it at the opening of the tree planting day?" So, of course, I said yes.
Yes.
And I engaged these young school children, and we performed the song live just a few yards from him.
Fantastic. What was that like for you, that moment? Because you're saying it, you've been so humble and just laid back and chilled with it. But well, what was going through your head?
Well, he's just a lovely guy. He's been a lovely guy from the moment he emailed me. He's just an ordinary guy. He has a way of making you feel really relaxed, yeah. and normal. So he was a great support. So it was easy.
Yeah.
You know, whatever we did, he was going to like, which he did. He thought it was wonderful. He's a very natural kind of supportive person, so yeah. I was actually more concerned with keeping the cameras and people back,
right.
keeping the kids in tune than being worried about Brian stood there.
Yeah. I think as well, what's nice about this story, you mentioned how much you love nature. This is then something that's very special to you, and it's not singing about something that he can't relate to. This is something that you both enjoy, so that must be a special moment as well.
Yes.
Connecting in that way.
It was. I actually performed another one of my songs, The Badger and the Wren, it was Corner, and there was just two of us sat in a field with plastic cups of coffee and playing the guitar. You can't get any more special than that, can you?
I want to ask a question, and this is a personal one for you, Linda, and I hope you don't mind me asking this, but what would your late partner be saying now to you? Because you said that his final words were, "Live your dreams, reach your dreams." You're doing it now, Linda. What would he be saying?
He'd be very proud, and he would actually be quite. He would actually have a little snigger, because he used to give me my own space and let me do what I wanted to do, but he knew when to draw me in. So he'd be saying, "Well, yeah, go for it, but be careful."
Yeah. Linda, we are going to hear you perform in a short while. I'm going to give you a tune so that we can get you set up and sorted. We have got snare drums, we've got a guitar, we've also got, is that a bass as well? We've got everything here. So we're going to all set up, but here is the House Martins with Happy Hour here on BBC Radio Manchester.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Just speak a different language and it's never something. Don't believe it. Oh no, 'cause it's never something. what a good place to be. Don't believe all that. Speak a different language and it's never really hard for me. Don't believe all that. Oh no, cause it's never really hard for me. What a good place to be. Don't believe I can speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe I can, oh no, cause it's never been really happened to me.
So joining me here in the studio, I've got Linda Lamont. We have just been speaking about some names that she has worked with, Brian May, or Sir Brian May, should we say. But also as well, just how important it is just to go for it. Linda is here. She's going to be performing one of her tunes with her band as well. So I'm really excited for this. Linda, please introduce the song. What's the song called that we're going to hear now?
It's called Don't Put It On Me. It's a bit different than the other songs, but it's a tongue-in-cheek message for all long-suffering partners of musicians.
Okay. Linda, let's play. Let's do this. Thank you so much.
So you wanna be a rock star, playing around with your guitar. No matter what you think you are, don't put it on me. I guess I know what you are playing, and I hear what you are saying. And all I'm praying is don't put it on me.
Wow, wow. That was absolutely brilliant. Do you know what I was hearing? And I, sometimes this does annoy artists when you kind of refer and reflect them onto other artists. I'm hearing Patsy Cline in there.
Oh, really?
Do you know that really gorgeous old soul, but very current as well?
Yes.
That was so lovely, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And your band.
Can I just do a call out?
Oh,
for
of
them?
Course, yeah. You can.
Niall Brett, Alistair Perry, and Sam Orr. They've been brilliant. Thank you very much, guys.
How did you all come together? How did that work?
I actually met Niall at an open mic because I've got two bands. I've got a band called About Time. And then I've got this band. They're all under 25. Aren't I a lucky girl? Niall actually approached us because we were needing a bass player, but he plays guitar and we thought his talent is wasted. So About Time 2 was formed.
And did I hear, Niall, was you doing a bit of singing then?
No.
I heard some musical singing coming from direction.
That was Alistair.
Right.
Alistair's way more musically talented than a drummer could be.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. His notes, it's insane.
What is it like for you as a young artist here in Manchester to get onto that scene?
Well, it's good, really, especially with Linda, because Linda's tunes are quite open. She doesn't really mind us sort of getting in, ripping it apart, and then going, like, what if we do this, what if we do that? So at the moment, we're rejigging this song. We're doing sort of 1940s jazz style, but all on electric guitar. And we've all done our bits on that. So it's great with Linda in particular, because it's just like, you know, get involved.
Manchester generally as well, I just think, is really good for this kind of thing. So I met Linda and Niall and the guys from a jam night in Stockport. Just those kind of events seem to be going on all across Manchester, really, so it's great for meeting other musicians.
I met Niall about 50 years ago or something. Yeah. It feels like that anyway. but we met and originally back then I was a drummer and everything, and then he met Linda not too long ago. And it was just sort of, I feel like Manchester is a good place to connect because there's so many different places that you can host an open mic. And obviously that's where we all met and then got together.
It was a Dame Bank in Denton. And the Spinning Top we go to a lot. So we thought we'd do a call out for those two because they do a lot for live music.
Yeah. Linda, you mentioned that you moved from Dorset to come here to Manchester. So how has Manchester influenced you and made you into the artist that you are today?
Well, I was born in Manchester. I was born in North Reddish.
Okay.
I was in a jazz band. Do you remember the Carnival Jazz Band?
Yes.
I was actually a drummer. That was my first instrument. Yeah. So I've lived all my life in Manchester. I spent only 3 years in Dorset. Manchester's been very influential. And of course, I wrote that song for the Manchester Olympic Bid that you played earlier on. And a lot around the country parks and nature and relationships, of course.
Yes.
Good and bad have contributed to it. And just the vibe of Manchester and Stockport, really.
Linda, how is it that we can follow you on social media? And also on your social media page, can we find about your dates and when you're going to be performing as well?
I've got my own website, lindalamon.com. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram. I think it's Zep Lamy on Instagram. We're actually playing at my special showcase birthday gig at the Spinning Top on the 29th of this month.
Right.
So that's on a Sunday afternoon, and we're there playing live, and I've got lots of talented guests, including these guys. And on the 30th of July, we're playing at the Eagle Inn in Salford. Just myself and Niall, perhaps Alistair might join us for that one. So, look me up and give me I'm on Spotify and all the social media. If you put Linda Lamon in Google, it'll all come up.
Linda, the last thing that I want to ask you, for anyone that's listening today and they want to follow their dreams and they think it might be too late for them, what words of advice would you give them?
Just follow your heart. Just believe in yourself. You know, you'll always get people that diss you or say, oh, no, you shouldn't be doing that at your age. Just believe in yourself and just do it. and have faith in yourself.
Linda, it's been a pleasure, along with your band. Thank you so much for joining me here on BBC Radio Manchester. Really have perks up my Sunday, so thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to take a look now and see what's happening on your roads and public transport.